What is Karbala? Is it the name of a place in Iraq? Is it an event that happened 1400 years ago where the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Hussein, sacrificed himself and his family for truth, justice, and freedom? Or is it a way of life, an inspiration which holds many lessons for humanity for all times to come? Yazid was an evil dictator with a despicable personal character and no morals. He severely oppressed the population under his rule and wanted to get an oath of allegiance from Hussein, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to legitimize his rule. Yazid instructed his governor in Medina to force Hussein to give his oath of allegiance so that he could manipulate the masses into believing he had the stamp of approval from the family of the Prophet. The governor and his advisor Marwan invited Hussein in the night to ask for his allegiance.
Oh, Hussein! You have to swear an oath of allegiance to Yazid.
Oh, Governor, someone like me should not swear allegiance secretly. If you want, you can call all the people in public and make me swear allegiance to Yazid in front of everyone.
The governor accepted, but his secretary Marwan warned him.
If he leaves now, you will not have power over him again. Put him in prison until he swears allegiance, or kill him.
Whoever kills me will be sinful and untruthful. Oh, Governor, we are the people of the Prophet's family. We are his descendants. Yazid is a drunkard, someone who kills people for no reason whatsoever. Someone like me can never give allegiance to someone like Yazid.
Yes, I do. I need you to get up to my 3 o'clock. Yeah, I've got some things to take care of. Loose ends, you know.
Oh, no. Golf is still on. Tell Jack to bring his A game. I destroyed him last night. Alright. Yeah, I'll talk to you after.
This is Abdi, right? How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
I guess you know who I am. Tom Sterling, the managing director of the company you just joined?
Yes, sir.
And you're aware that that's my son over there. They're accusing of drinking and driving and hitting that kid?
They're claiming you saw him drinking with his buddies and then backing out at a high speed to hit the kid? But I'm sure that's all true. I'm sure you don't remember seeing anything like that. Do you?
Sir, what I mean, sir, is...
Good! I've heard great things about you. I think you have a lot of potential. You can even become our sales director soon. And maybe, in a couple of years, who knows, vice president. That should really help with the expenses of your 3 children, 2 of whom are ready to go to college.
Tuition fees, I know they've skyrocketed, but our company is willing to help. are loyal employees. So make the right choice. Stay loyal to the company and its management.
Yes, sir. I will do what is expected of me.
Of course, it'd be a shame if I had to fire you. Put out the word in the industry not to hire you. Things will become extremely difficult for you. So make the right choice. Stay loyal.
Did I just see you talking to the father of that drunk driver that ran over my beloved Zeeshan? My son has been suffering at the hospital with critical injuries. Doctors are fighting hard to save his life, but one of his legs might have to be amputated. I want to put this criminal behind bars where he belongs so that no other mother has to go through what I am experiencing right now. Please, I implore you, make the right choice.
Yeah, man. Don't worry about it. I'm not gonna go to jail, bro. My dad's way too powerful. You know how much authority he has in this company? Yeah, man, relax. Yeah. Bro, to be honest, that kid's mom should be thanking me for that disabled kid. You know how much money she's gonna get out of welfare? Serious. Yeah. To be honest, bro, my Mustang got smashed up pretty hard. Yeah. The damages on that car? Yeah. Yeah, of course I'm down for the party tonight, yeah. Alright, anyways, man, the stuff's about to start here. I gotta sort this out, alright? Take it easy, bro. Later. Take it easy.
Hey, Adila. I just wanted to ensure that you do not give the testimony against Jim Sterling. I have been your friend for the past 10 years and have always giving you good advice. Do not make the foolish mistake of going against Mr. Sterling. Your primary responsibility is to yourself and your children. That's it. I know sometimes you get those moral self-attacks, but this is not the time to become overly righteous. Do what's best for you and your family. This is how the world works.
Speak against my boss's son. I'll be ruined. I need the job and the money.
And how will my children and I survive in these tough economic times? My children. How will my children go to college? I must admit, I cannot fight Mr. Sterling's might and power. But I am a follower of Hussein, who refused to bow down to the oppressor, despite his power and his might. Oh God, what should I do?
Is it true that on October 5th, you saw Mr. Jim Sterling drink an entire bottle of alcohol, get into his car, and backing up
and hit this woman's child? You saw him drink, you saw him get into his car and reverse in a reckless manner with no concern of who was in his path. Please think before you answer. Your testimony will decide this case.
Someone like me can never give allegiance to someone like Yazid.
Yes. Yes. I saw him drinking and driving and backing his car at a very high speed and hitting that child. He was reckless, and he is responsible for the injuries. Your Honor, I was offered a lofty executive position by his father and threatened by him as well. But like my role model Hussein, I refuse to bow my head to injustice, and I will stand with the truth.
Ridiculous!
Guilty.
What?
You're done! Order.
You're done!
Order.
Career's over.
Upon learning that Yazid was planning to kill him in Medina, which may result in the deaths of many innocent civilians, Hussein decides to leave Medina. In addition to saving innocent civilian lives, Hussein also left Medina to raise awareness amongst the masses about the importance of staying on the right path.
وإنما خرجت لطلب إصلاحي في أمة جدي. I am taking this journey to reform the followers of my grandfather.
The army of Yazid, led by Hur, blocked the path of Hussein's caravan. At the time that they stopped the caravan, they requested Hussein for water. Yazid's well-equipped army of thousands did not anticipate the heat of the desert taking a toll on them. When Hussein's small caravan was intercepted and stopped from further travel by Hur, the leader of Yazid's army, Hussein, without any hard feelings or hesitation, offered them water. After all, what cruel human being would deny someone water in the blistering heat of the desert? Even the animals, horses, and camels of the enemies were quenched until Hussein's water supply had been exhausted. This act of humanity and kindness is one of the key lessons from Karbala for all times to come.
you please pick me up from college? I'll be at the gate in 15 minutes. Thanks, Mom. Bye. Got it. Wanna come?
Totally, definitely. Like when?
It's next Saturday.
I have the car, I'll pick you guys up.
So it's a pledge?
Yeah. Ooh.
Yay.
Hey, check out the fashion queen.
Yes, her highness is indeed a fashion queen from the 17th century.
I'm top girl. Even if I want, there's no way I could look this ugly.
Please don't bother me. I will want to fight with you. Can you please not bother me? I do not want to have a fight with you. Huh, Miss Dollar Store? You want to have a fight with us? Fights are between equals.
Yeah.
We shop at the best of malls. And you? You spend your entire day at the Dollar Store. Can you please stop bothering me? I haven't done anything to annoy you. Why have you made my life miserable these past 3 years? I'm a nice girl. Nice girl? More like a loser. Hit it, girl.
Sarah is a loser. Sarah is a loser.
We hate you because your cheap taste in fashion is a disgrace to our college. Our college is the most expensive private college in the whole city. And you, yeah you just bring a bad name to all of us with pathetic and cheap dressing.
I come from a poor and hardworking family. You know my father has been a worker at the college cafeteria for over 20 years. It's not a high-paying position.
We know, and it's a shame for us that his daughter is in the same class as us.
You should
quit studies and go help him in the cafeteria. That's where you belong. So stop fighting it and just accept it.
That's right. It's about time you leave, you know.
Yeah. My bad.
Come on, girls, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Lee successfully completed her degree from college and opened a business venture geared towards low-income families. The venture has been a huge success with revenues of over $5 million.
Meeting to say 2:00 in the afternoon. Thank you, I'll see you then. Yes?
Hello, can I speak? Hello, ma'am.
Is that Fatin from college? Yes, please come in.
Yes, thank you.
Take a seat.
I know you're a very busy person. Thank you for taking the time to meet me. Your organization is known for providing employment for needy individuals. Please, consider me for this job.
Can you explain your circumstances to me?
Yes, I can. My father was a rich businessman. He sent me to the best college, made sure I got the best education. But then, we lost everything. His partner sued him. We took it to court, but legal fee bankrupted my family and we could not prove anything. I was even evicted from my apartment. Please, I've been looking for a job since then, but no luck so far. I live with a horrible friend who calls me names and reminds me of my status all the time. Please, consider me for this job. I'm so desperate.
You know, let me think about this.
Okay.
Give me a few minutes.
Definitely.
Amazing! I'm so happy to see her like that. Thank you, God.
She made my life miserable. And now, I have the chance to get back at her in a manner that will soothe my heart and compensate for the 4 years of bullying that she put me through. You know, life is fair after all. Let me go back there and give her a piece of my mind.
But wait a minute. Why does this feel so wrong? I am a follower of Hussein, who treated his enemies with kindness and humanity by giving them water. One of the lessons that I've learned from Hussein is to be kind. If I mistreat her today, then what have I learned from Hussein? No, I can't do to her what she did to me. I will be a true follower of Hussein, and I will show her kindness.
Fatem?
Yes.
I've decided to offer you a job. You can start tomorrow. And we'll also provide you with a corporate apartment so you can move out of your friend's house as soon as you want to.
Yes, no one should be disrespected because of their financial status.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I have no words to thank you. Thank you, miss. I didn't even ask you for your name.
My name is Sarah Ali.
Thank you, Miss Sarah Ali. Sarah Ali from Loring College?
Yes, that is me. The dollar store fashion queen from the 17th century.
I was so mean to you for 4 years. Why? Why did you help me?
I am a follower of Hussein, who taught me to be kind and to treat everyone with humanity and compassion.
I'm so sorry for the way I treated you all those years.
That's okay.
Please accept my sincere apology.
Don't worry about it.
You are truly an amazing person. May God bless you. I'll pray for you every day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Sarah Ali. Thank you for this opportunity.
Pleasure is all mine. I'll see you at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Inshallah, I'll be here.
On the left.
Horum was very restless. He could hear the children in Hossein's camp cry because of thirst. Aladash, Aladash, we are thirsty, we are thirsty.
God, what have I done? What have I done? Why did I put the son of Fatima in this position?
Oh God, will he ever forgive me? What have I done? What have I done? God, oh God.
Horror remembered how Hossein had given water to him, his army, and the horses. He was struggling with what he could do now, especially as he was responsible for stopping Hossein's caravan. He spent the entire night contemplating, and finally, he could not take it anymore.
Fatima, oh son of Fatima, please, please forgive me.
Horum, I forgive you, and I assure you that my grandfather, the Holy Prophet, also forgives you.
By making the right choice, Horum transformed from someone who was cursed and destined to hell, to one of the heroes of Karbala. Today, millions visit the grave of Horum to pay tributes to this great person. He taught us that it is never too late to make the right choice.
Remember Hur? Hur, who was responsible for stopping Hussein and his even repented on the last day before the battle, even though he was cursed and destined for hell for his earlier decision. But by making the right choice, Khalid, he became an inspiration for millions who visit his shrine every single year. You can be like Hoor Khalid, you can, because no sin is greater than the mercy of God. You can repent, you can redeem yourself.
Yes. Yes, 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 I can. If it wasn't too late for her, then it's not too late for me.
Yes.
I will repent and get rehab. It will make up for the wrongs that I have committed so far.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Allah.
Let's go home.
Hussein's army comprised of 72 people. Yazid's army comprised of 30,000. Hundreds of thousands stayed indifferent. Today, the world salutes the minority that stood for truth, freedom, and justice, and condemns the majority that was with Yazid, and the majority that stood indifferent. كل يوم عاشوراء كل ارض كربلاء. Every day is Ashura. Every land is Karbala. We must stand up for what is right, irrespective of how many people are with us. One of the key lessons of Karbala is not to follow the majority blindly. We must always choose the right path, though it may be difficult and unpopular.
Don't be so selfish.
Everyone in this class is going to share their answers. If you don't stick with us right now, don't expect us to hang out with you. We'll ditch you, Mrs. Righteous.
Yeah. Oh no! What should I do? If I do not join in, I will be very lonely. Everyone else is cheating. I might as well just do it too. But wait. I am a follower of Hussein. I do not follow the majority blindly. It is not important if they are all doing it. I should do the right thing and not cheat, even if I may be alone in doing so.
Class, I'm extremely disappointed at you. Let me tell you, you guys are all failing.
What?
What? Come on, Liz.
Alicia, you'll be the only one passing this class, and please stop by to pick up your recommendation letter.
My parents are going to kill me.
You're welcome.
Oh, this is not your fault.
Oh my God, come on.
The lessons of Karbalal did not end in Karbalal, nor did they end with the martyrdom of Hussein and his companions. They were carried on by his womenfolk, sisters, daughters, and his only living, ill and bedridden son, Zain al-Abidin, who would become the leader after him. They were harassed, paraded in the streets, and then imprisoned. When the army of Yazid finished looting and harassing them, they were presented to the court of the most tyrant and evil person himself, Yazid. The same sister Zainab was no less than him when it came to fighting injustice. Her words shook the throne of Yazid.
Do you think that by making us prisoners and treating us in this way, the family of your prophet, that you have humiliated us and thus earned respect for yourself? Oh, Yazid, practice any trickery you can and do whatever it is that you think can eradicate Islam. However, understand that you cannot eradicate the message of Islam. The path of righteousness and the memory of the holy household, Allah has promised that this memory will never die.
Assalamu alaikum. On behalf of Waliul Asr, I would like to thank you for attending the Interfaith Hussein Day. Lady Zainab told Yazid that the name and message of Hussein will stay alive. Hussein is the symbol of justice and the icon of freedom. He is the representative of truth, kindness, and humanity. He is a pillar of human rights, who stood against an evil tyrant and sacrificed everything so that the truth could prevail. The largest congregation of human beings on this planet at the shrine of Hussein every year proves that Lady Zainab was right. Processions, events, and seminars in thousands of cities around the world commemorating Karbala prove that Lady Zainab was right. The existence of Waliul Asr and other institutes around the world dedicated to spreading the message of Hussein prove that Lady Zainab was right. your presence at the Interfaith Hussein Day proves that Lady Zainab was right. Today, whenever I drink water, I say, As-salamu ala al-Hussein. I salute you, O Hussein. Whenever I make the right choice, I salute Hussein. Whenever I see kindness prevail over injustice, I salute Hussein. Whenever I see sacrifice, I salute Hussein. And whenever I see people challenging a tyrant and standing up against oppression, I salute Hussein. I salute Hussein. I salute Hussein.
Wow, what else can I say? Amazing presentation. Just observing the time and effort that they have put to try and depict the message of Karbala and put it in our current context. What our young people, what we on an ongoing basis go through life and what choices we have to make. The message of Hussein alayhi salam resonates through our hearts, and if only we can keep it in the forefront, we will never go wrong. We will trip. We got to lift ourselves up. We will fall again. Got to lift ourselves up. Keep Hussein in the forefront, and you should never go wrong. I'd like to take this opportunity of thanking the cast for this amazing performance that they have put up, and all the hard work that they have put up in these last 4 months. Every Saturday for hours on end, they have been gathered here practicing to try and ensure that they deliver us a classy performance like they did today. If I can take this opportunity to introduce the cast to you. Ali Imran, Shubair Abbas, Mohsin Zaidi, Imran Ibrahim, Malika Ibrahim, Fatima Mauji, Fatim Walji, Maria Rada, Sarah Daya, Hina Fatima, Zaib Abbas. These were your actors and actresses. Our wonderful stage managers were working very hard to backstage to ensure everything goes smoothly. Malak Al Ali, Fatima Panju, and Rida Jaafri. The hard-working stage helpers who made sure that the changes were smooth and quick. Nadeem Zaidi, Hassan Ali, and Sayyid Akhtar. And the very creative costume and set design team of Iram Mujtaba, Farhad Musa, Fikra Al-Ali, Ruby Hussein, and Mrs. Ashraf Somji. Our talented sound creator and director, Mrs. Farhad Musa, and finally, our wonderful drama producer and director, Dr. Iram Mujtaba. All of them. You can see the potential that lies there. If only we understood that the future lies with the youths, and that is what they can produce, and much more. A round of applause.